So a brief hakdama to the seventh parak, Shlosha Sha'achlo. And I don't want to get into the details of the Gemara or the Sugya. I want to just address one question, which is a very important question. The parak begins with Zimun. And I want to discuss why Zimun is so important. Maybe start with a little bit of Musar. Musar for me, not Musar for you. So one thing that you see when you learn the sugyos of Zimun is how chamor the mitzvah is, and even the iser, the iser l'chalek, the iser to not participate in a Zimun, for example, by leaving earlier when you're supposed to. Not only that, but if you look at the Shulchan Aruch says, Shnaim she'achlu, mitzvah she'achzu achar shlishi, shivtai v'mayim l'Zimun. So I'm just eating by myself with one other person, sorry. I have to look for somebody. In other words, I'm not even in a matzav where I'm chayv in Zimun. I have to find somebody within reason to join. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, what does that mean? It means, let's say there's somebody else in the house, to give him food so he could eat something so he could join me, right? It's unbelievable. I have to give somebody else food. And the Gemara sounds like even if it's a shamish, it's mishamish them, for example, a waiter, and it's not your derech to normally give him, but it's a mitzvah to invite him so he could join you. And likewise, we'll see the same thing if you have nine people to be a mitzvah l'achzor achar asiri, to give him some food. Now, it's a very interesting thing. If you think about it this way, let's say somebody's not eating bread, right? Do we say it's a mitzvah to eat bread so you can make berachas hamazon? No, we don't. If you eat bread, then it's a mitzvah derais to veg. But you know, if I want to skip lunch or I want to eat rice cakes for lunch, which don't have a berachas hamazon derais for sure, we don't say it's a mitzvah to eat bread daf in order to veg. And benching is for sure a mitzvah derais. And yet Zimun is probably a mitzvah derabbanan. We'll talk about that next year on Thursday. It's a big machlokas rishonim and achronim, but at least the Mishnah Berurah thinks both poskim paskin it's derabbanan. So Zimun is a mitzvah derabbanan, and yet there's a mitzvah to go out of your way to bring yourself to a chiyuv of Zimun, right? There's a mitzvah to give somebody else food so he could be mitzvah for you, right? You're supposed to. Two people are eating. They should go look for a third person, give him some food, and that way they'll be able to bench with his Zimun. So it almost sounds like the mitzvah, the degree to which we have to go out of our way, we're obligated to go out of our way to be machayev ourselves in Zimun, is much more than Berkas HaMazon. But why should that be? Berkas HaMazon is deraisa. Zimun is probably derabanan. So why is there? Why does the Shulchan Aruch say it's mitzvah l'chazer achar Zimun? You should try to. It's not just if you epis happen to be chayim in a Zimun that you should make the Zimun. You should try to bring yourself to that chiyuv. And that's true even if it's derabanan. So it could be that the pshat here is based off of an idea that you see in a rush in Parag Zion, much later on, Parag Zion Simen Chaf. The Rosh asks a famous kasha that the other Rishonim ask as well, which is, there's a story in the Gemara about Rebbe Lazar, Nichnas l'beis haknesses, v'lo matza sham asara, v'shichver avdo, to be mashlim the minyan. And the Rosh says, how could he do that? Kol m'shachver avdo over baseir. The Gemara asks a shayla. It's an issue derais to be m'shachver avdo, and this rasei. And the Gemara answers, mitzvah derabim shani. So, how could that be? Especially because Kaddish and Kedusha is a mitzvah derabanan. How could we say to be Makayim a mitzvah derabanan, you should be over on an Isser deraisa? Says the Rosh, a very important yesod. The Olam Asay derabim, dechsiv v'nikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael.
Dahainu
Afilu hachi dachi asei diachid. Delo mistaber li, he says, it doesn't, he says, don't tell me that it's dafka talking about a case where there's a mitzvah deraisa type of minyan, like Parsha Zachor. That's Agav, that's the source that everybody's quoted last week about the requirement for minyan deraisa. Right, the Rosh sort of says that he says, don't make the ukimta that he was Meshachar Avdo Parsha Zachor. No, doesn't say anything about Zachor. They can't make such an ukimta. It means this typical day to say Kaddish Kedusha. It's true that that's a din derabanan, but it's a kiyam deraisa, not just a kiyam of any deraisa, but v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, to be mekadei shem shamayim b'farhasya. And that is Dochan and Isser deraisa. And I think we could add to that, that this isn't just any kiyam deraisa, but the Ramban, as he famously says, this is the tachlis of all of Bria. Like the Ramban says about Tefillah B'Tzibur, this Chos Tefillas Rabin, the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, is because we're Miskabei Tziachad, and we publicly declare our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban repeats that same idea in Parshas Amor as well, when he talks about what's the inyan of Moed, that on Yontif we gather together. And perhaps we could say the same thing for Zimun. The idea of Zimun is transforming Birkas HaMazon from a private affirmation of gratitude and our belief in God to a public declaration of our gratitude and our belief in God. Our Gemara begins by saying, how do we know that's even with three? By 10, we know. By 3, how do we know that? God loves Shemiti, even by 3. And that's why Zimun is so important. That is why one should even go out of their way to try to create a Zimun, even when they're not anyway, you know, they're just eating two people together. And maybe you could say that's a pshat in Tosfos. The Yomascha Vaha, a mem of base, he says, Vaha mea nashi katrei gavri damyan. And Tosfos explains, linyan kibbutz tfila. So what does this have to do with Kedusha and Kibbutz L'Tfila? But according to what we're saying, it's that's in the same inyan of Tfila B'Tzibur. It's about publicly declaring our Nivarech Shachal Mishalov. And the Chiddush is that even though it's B'Shlosha, right? Because the Hochacha that it's Shach B'Shlosha teaches us that, yeah, there's somewhat of a kiyam of tzibur here as well, even with shlosha. That might also explain, by the way, this sheet of the Kiryas Sefer. We'll talk about this on Thursday, whether Zimun is deraisa derabanan. So the opinions that say it's derabanan, I understand, they say the psukim are nasmachta. They don't sound like a drasha gemura. The opinions say deraisa, no. They hold that it's a drasha gemura. Maybe it's not from our gemara, it's from the gemara later on. But at the end of the day, fine. I understand deraisa, I understand derabanan. Kiryas Sefer is an interesting theory. He says that asar is deraisa, 3 is derabanan. What's the logic? The logic might be exactly this, because we find elsewhere the concept of vinikdashti with a minion. But that's always B'soch B'nei Yisrael, which we understand to be a minion. So that concept, that since the concept of Zimun is this public declaration, and we find elsewhere that requires a minion, at least for Deraisa, so therefore it could only be Deraisa for 10. The Ritva, I think, might allude to this also at the very beginning of our parak. He writes that the reason why, what is the Tama Davar, right? That's what he's saying. That's what the inyan of Zimun is. That's what the Ritva is saying. So I said I would give a little musar. So again, this is to myself. This is what I was thinking when I was learning these makoros. You know, when we learned the sixth parak, we talked about a discussion of whether Dash Alol Starif works. And we saw maybe there is some basis for that view. But you see that that's mamish keneged ratzon haTorah, even if it works, right? Here we're saying fakert. Dashal et starif, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work. You're supposed to go out of your way to create a zimun, not go out of your way to get out of a Zimun. In other words, there we're in a situation where Bepashtus Yechayv and a Zimun, a bunch of people eating together, and we're trying to come up with a way to be Mesalik ourselves from the Zimun. Now, I'm not saying that you should never do it. Bishas Adchak, maybe it would work. Okay, you know, you're at a chasana, you have to get home, you can't spend another 2.5 hours waiting for the second dance to end, you have to go and it's bedtime for your kids and you need it. So I'm not saying that one should never do this. What I'm saying is that in general, what should our attitude be towards Zimun? It should be, what the halacha is, that this is an incredible opportunity to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, to transform Birkas HaMazon from this private act of gratitude to a public act of declaring our faith and gratitude. And that's something that's a tremendous chus. We have to try to get out of it. Even for Birkas HaMazon, I think it's fair what people do, you know. Whether or not mizonos rolls, we talked about, may not work. But let's even think you thought they did work. If you think about what you're doing here, you want to eat bread, right? Be'atzem yirchayv in bread. It's exact opposite. The Gemara says, the chi'as apanim liyisrael, right? How could Hashem? It's a stira. It says Hashem is a nosei panim, and it says a nosei panim liyisrael. So how come? Because I told them to bench when they're full. Behem. They bench on a kazai hinakabetza, like our first Mishnah in this parak says, right? In other words, I have special Nesias Chayin to call Yisrael because they were machayiv themselves in Birkas HaMazon more than I said. And what do? We come up with mizonos rolls or other kunsin to dafka get ourselves out of benching, where like fundamentally we would want to bench, but it takes too long. That's exactly the opposite of the special schus that Kal Yisrael has. L'mashal l'mada v'doma. The Gemara says in Menachos, by wearing tzitzis, mem aleph amid aleph, an shisu aseh, does somebody get an onesh for not being mekayim an aseh? After all, they didn't do any aveira, they just didn't mekayim the aseh. In other words, it's not talking about wearing baged shel arba kanfos without tzitzis. It's just not wearing the baged shel arba kanfos. And the Gemara answers, Amar leib is mandik or rischa anshinan. And that's why when it comes to tzitzis, some Rishonim understand that means what you shouldn't do is like round the corners of your baged shel arba kanfos. Even though, again, you'd be putter in that case, you shouldn't try to get out of the mitzvah. We go even further. We're machmir to be machayev ourselves in tzitzis. Even though we have no interest in wearing a baggage, we'll have a panfos for the mitzvah. So when a constitutes, we go so far out of our way to be mechayven ourselves in a mitzvah so we could do a mitzvah. And yet here, we're doing exactly the opposite of what we say, you know, be'idan rischan shinan alei, meaning to say, the pashat amatziv is we're chayven a mitzvah, right? Let's say birkas amas, and then we do a kunz to get out of it, like by having a mizonos roll, and even let's add that it works. So you see how much, and that's for Birkas HaMazon. So what we saw today is even by Zimun, Alachas Kama V'Kama V'Kama, where there's Taka Mitzvah to go out of your way to be Mechayv Zimun. Sometimes we try so hard to get out of a Zimun, we have Dashal Olet Starev and things like that. But really, our attitude for Zimun should be, that's what the Halacha dictates, Fakir, this is a tremendous opportunity. And that's something we should dafka try to do. Okay, so we'll stop here, and Thursday, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll start the parak.
Do you have time for any questions?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, number one, the idea of these Birkas Sareach, they've